Always a great pleasure catching up with this man, investigative journalist, crime writer as well, Adam Shand. And of course, you can check out the podcast, Adam Shand at Large, podcast, bonusradio.com.au. But today, we're talking to him about Australian crime stories, and it's back on tonight, 8.30 on Channel 9. Tonight's episode, The X Factor, uncovers new details of Nicola Gobbo's double life and the revelations of the Royal Commission that rocked the foundation of Victoria's justice system. Very good morning to you, Adam. How are you this morning?
Very well. I always love coming on your show, by the way.
Thank you very much,
thanks,
mate.
For having me on again.
It's a great pleasure speaking with you. And as I just mentioned off air just a moment ago, big fan of your work. But I'm very, very excited about tonight's episode, The X Factor. What can you tell us about it?
Mate, she was more stuntman than lawyer, I reckon, Nicola Gobbo, seriously. I mean, the things she did, I mean, she's dealing with the heaviest crooks in Australia, and she's going to the police and lagging them in. I mean, unbelievable. And we've already seen her version, I guess, in the ABC. Their podcast, their TV shows, where she's getting all the softball questions from the ABC and she's batting them away as if she's a victim of all this. The police have somehow importuned her and got her to do all these things and against her will. Nothing could be further from the truth. The facts don't bear it out. She had an agenda. She went to the police and said, I want to take these guys down and I want a reward. And she said this in writing. So she took a high-risk strategy, and in the end, it's undermined the whole state's justice. You know, like, who couldn't have seen that coming, right?
Very, very true. The thing I'm interested in is about the covert role that she might have played in the infamous vampire murder case.
That's a really interesting point you raised there, because that's a story I've been looking at for, God, about 10 years. And the issue there, of course, is that we had an informer jump up and say, I killed Shane Shaftes Abbott, the vampire gigolo. You can look at my podcast, The Trials of the Vampire, for more reference, their podcast on Australia. But so he jumps up and says he did it. He clearly didn't do it. And then Nicola Gobbo is apparently tasked with going to associates of people and getting information and fitting people up effectively. You know, she was told to go undercover and get information that would help stand up the false stories of the informer. It's a diabolical situation. It was never properly declared, and the whole thing fell in a big heap.
And what about the break-in that led to a double homicide of another police informer and his wife, Terry, and Christine Hodson?
Yes, I hasten to say we make no allegations in this situation. All we are is raising questions here. And she was in a relationship, both legal and personal, with a guy called Azam Ahmed, who was the one of the main lieutenants of Mockbell. And he seemed to know a lot about this break-in. He was also a person of interest in the later murder of the Hodgsons. And we really haven't heard what Nicola Gobbo knows about this. Her cross-examination at the Royal Commission was very minimal. She did it over the phone from an overseas location. It was no judging of her body language by being in the court. We don't know what she knows. And it's time she came home and stopped saying she's going to sue people and doing funny little interviews on one medium, nothing else. It's time she told us what she actually knows, because the faster we do this, the better our justice system will recover from this.
Very true. Well, it's always good to catch up with you, and thank you so much for your time this morning, mate. We'll catch you on the box tonight. Adam Shand, Australian Crime Stories, The X Factor, 8.30 tonight on Channel 9. Don't miss it. And obviously, have a listen to his podcast as well. It really is fascinating stuff. Adam Shand, at large, at podcastbonusradio.com.au.